Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Laura.
I'm Shauna.
And we are friends and writing partners who found out we were pregnant at the exact same time, so we decided to start a podcast about it.
In this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have a special guest interview segment where we get to talk to a pharmacist who also happens to be pregnant, and we do our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 14.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. We're going to kick it off with our weekly check-ins. Laura, I'm dying to know what week you are and what the heck's been going on.
Well, I'm at 21 weeks, so I'm into the second half of this pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty smooth sailing. You know, last week was the big anatomy scan, so this week's kind of boring. But I definitely noticed a trend, which was people are starting to tell me congrats. You know, like, I'm obviously pregnant now. It's not just like maybe I ate a little bit too much. Like, I'm definitely pregnant. And I've bought some, you know, form-fitting maternity shirts. So
ruched, as we mentioned last episode.
Ruched and gathered. But so people, random people have told me congrats. I've been telling more people because the anatomy scan went well. And I have such a weird reaction when people tell me congrats. Like, I feel like, I kind of feel like a fraud.
What? Why? What do you mean?
I feel like I'm not doing anything. You know, because I feel like you and I were both creative folk, right? And I feel like when I've gotten congrats in the past is when I've like worked hard to create something. And I guess in like the most primal sense, I am, you know, creating the biggest thing I could ever create, but I don't feel like I'm working very hard at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's not like you did a school play and rehearsed for 6 weeks and are getting like a bouquet of flowers at the end.
Yeah. It's just like we had sex and then I like didn't have alcohol. I guess what it feels like I didn't do a lot of things. Like, instead of doing a lot of things to get congrats, it's like, I didn't do a lot of things. I don't know.
Yeah, you abstain from alcohol and deli meat and...
Exactly. Yeah, it's weird. It's like, I feel like I'm not doing things instead of doing things to get the congratulations. Like, I'm not drinking, not eating deli meat. Like, all I'm doing is, like, sleeping.
Lots of napping.
And napping and, like, not taking ibuprofen.
Congrats on being a lazy, unproductive person. That's how I feel. But no, oh my God, you're doing so much. You built that baby, you built that placenta, but you know, that's like a whole other organ. Because I know that's what people think when they're telling you congrats. They're like, congrats on building an organ placenta that's creating a child. I mean, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Good point. You're definitely thinking that. But anyway, that's sort of what's been on my mind this week. But I know that's just my own personal hang up. And Corey thinks I'm crazy. Like, he's like, but you are doing things. I'm like, it just doesn't feel that way.
Well, it's interesting. I think it shows something about your personality that that's how you interpret congratulations. Because to me, it's like a life event type of word, as opposed to like I did a thing, like a task and accomplished it well. It's more like, oh, I'm getting married. People tell me congrats because they're happy for like my life moving forward in a happy way or something.
Yeah, but you like you found a, like a good guy. you planned a wedding.
You managed to
keep him. you got him to put a ring on it. I don't know.
That's true. That was a lot of effort.
Anyway, that's what's going on with this week. What are you at week wise?
25.
What?
I know, and I have a couple things to report. Steve, my husband, is finally able to feel the baby kicks, like when he puts his hands on my tummy. Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Like, because I've been trying to get him to, because they feel like, you know, they feel kind of hard to me, and so I put his hand on my tummy and try to get him to feel it, and it hasn't been working. And then the other night, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I felt it, and I like looked at him and I was just like, oh, and it just felt like a really special moment.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. And I'm gonna take the cute to a creepy level, as I often do. I can also see my belly move.
What?
Sometimes when she kicks really hard. And that is some crazy shit. So it reminded me of these crazy YouTube videos. I don't know if you've seen these, but like moms that are probably further along in their pregnancy than me. Like when the baby's kicking and moving, like you can kind of see the mom's stomach skin just like move, like an elbow's just like moving across her stomach.
Oh no, I have not looked those up. Now I don't know. I'm a little afraid.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've seen these, but if you haven't, at least just watch like a few seconds. We should put a link for our listeners in case they want to see
what you're I'm talking about. Dig up some favorites because this is not a genre of YouTube that I am familiar with. And I've got some down some dark YouTube rabbit holes. Like, you know, one of my somewhat secret shames is I really enjoy like pimple popping videos.
Oh my lord.
Like, it's not like I sit and watch them every night or anything, but like every once in a while, because I've watched some in the past, like it'll come up in a suggestion and it'll be like this crazy whitehead. And I just find it fascinating. So, and you know, it's a whole thing too. Like, there's a whole genre of like, dermatologists have like millions of followers and they'll just post videos of them extracting really gross pimples and stuff.
Wow, that's something. I'm learning something right now. Lots of stuff right now.
And I don't know why I find that okay, but like the idea of seeing a baby elbow go across the stomach is freaking me out.
It's not my favorite thing, but I think I would rather watch that than squirting pimple juice on my screen. But anyway, I have two other things to report. Just because
the topic.
We don't have a Today I Learned segment, but I did learn a couple interesting things that are going on with my with me this week that I wanted to share. First of all, I learned that right now the baby's hair is white. Well, at this stage, all baby's hair is white because there's no pigment yet.
Oh.
So our babies have little white hair.
Oh.
That was kind of crazy. And then my uterus is the size of a soccer ball.
That seems enormous.
Enormous. But it put so much into context. Last week I was complaining about bending over. And it's like, well, no wonder. I have a field game ball inside of my stomach.
Really?
I
just saw you. I mean, your stomach is there, but I can't imagine a full soccer ball. Wow.
Yeah, it's
Do you ever question wild. Those sizes in the apps? Like,
Well, when it's relating to vegetables, yes, because I think that's really stupid. Because one week it's like your baby's the size of an eggplant, and the next week it's the size of a leaf of kale. And it's just confusing. I think they mean length.
Yeah, and also,
but the
like,
soccer ball makes sense because I feel like I do have a ball in my stomach.
Well, also, soccer balls are a standard size. Like eggplants can be of all sizes. Are we talking like 100%. A Japanese eggplant? Are we talking like an eggplant that's been GMO'd and it probably weighs like 20 pounds?
They don't specify.
They don't specify.
They leave us hanging.
Yeah. So, all right.
Anyway, that's my check-in for the week.
Cool beans.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
So our next segment is a special guest interview that we're really excited about. This week we have my dear friend, Carrie Hurley Kim, who is a pharmacy professor at West Coast University School of Pharmacy, and she is also a pregnant lady like us. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, thank you. Hello, everybody.
So, Carrie, when we started the podcast, we knew we wanted to get you on the show as soon as possible, and then it took a while. So we're happy to have you here now. And will you tell us where you are in your pregnancy? You're ahead of us, right? You're forging ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually 32 weeks yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, you're so close.
Yeah, getting really close, actually. All of a sudden, it seemed like.
Yeah. Wow.
And you're having a girl.
I am having a girl. Yep.
And we're all basically, it's like 1 month apart. So like you have your girl, Shauna has her girl, then I'll have my boy.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a party with them all together.
Yeah.
Hopefully more than one party.
Yeah.
hopefully. In addition to being a pregnant person like us, you are a pharmacist, and your specialty, you specialize in immunizations, right? Immunization pharmacy? How would you put it?
Yeah, so I dabble in a lot of different things having to do with healthcare and pharmacy, but vaccines are a particular professional passion of mine, that's for sure.
And so I know we were talking at dinner, you know, when we both, when I told you I was pregnant, and you told me something I didn't know, which was about the Tdap vaccine. Can you tell us why it's important for pregnant women especially to get the Tdap vaccine?
And what it is.
And what it is.
Yeah, so the Tdap vaccine is actually a vaccine against three different diseases. So the first one is tetanus. So if you've heard, you know, everybody's gotten a tetanus shot, that's one component. The other is diphtheria. And the final one is pertussis. And the reason that we are especially concerned with pregnant women being immunized with the Tdap combination vaccine is to protect the infant after they're born against pertussis. Infants are especially vulnerable to all respiratory diseases, but pertussis is one that is particularly dangerous for babies who become infected. And in California right now, we're actually right in the beginning of another pertussis outbreak year. So it typically comes in cycles of every 3 to 4. And we're on the upswing already for 2018.
Ah, that's bad timing for us, but I guess the vaccine will help, right?
Yeah, so the vaccine is even more important. It's important regardless of what's going on with the epidemiology in a given year, but this year is particularly vital that we all get vaccinated in addition to some of our family members that we can go into a little bit as well.
So are you telling me that as a pregnant woman, if I get this vaccine, that somehow gets transferred to my fetus and then she'll be immune when she's born?
Yeah, so you actually are transferring a lot of antibodies to your baby right now. And when you get the pertussis vaccine, it causes your body to produce a really high concentration of these antibodies that can then be passed on to him or her. Cool. So once she's born, she'll have more protection than she would if you had not been vaccinated. And that's why their recommendation is that you get vaccinated with every single pregnancy, not just the first one. So even though, Shauna, you have a 2-year-old, is that right?
Yeah.
So you probably had it when you were pregnant with her and should still get it again this time as well.
Okay, cool. Is there a certain point in pregnancy when it's recommended to get that?
Yeah. So the CDC recommends that you get it between 27 and 36 weeks. So during your third trimester, but it should be early enough that you have time to produce those antibodies and then pass them on to baby. So the kind of additional recommendation is that you should get it as early in the third trimester as possible. And this helps to make sure that you have efficient antibody transfer and also will provide protection in the case of a premature birth as well.
Oh, good point. Good point.
And with pertussis, it's whooping cough, right? That's what the pertussis is.
Yes, I'm sorry. I definitely should have mentioned that. But pertussis is whooping cough. And the name comes from a really particular sound that especially kids have when they have that type of cough. So it causes really, really strong kind of convulsant coughing. And so you cough so hard that you kind of make a gasping sound when the baby breathes back in.
Aww.
And it's deadly, right? I mean, I think a lot of people who are distrustful of vaccines, one of their arguments is that, well, you know, like modern medicine has come a long way and we don't really need to vaccinate against these things because, you know, it's not as bad as it used to be. But that's clearly not true, right?
Yeah. So when we do see deaths with pertussis, it's typically always in infants. And even earlier this year in July, there was a baby in San Bernardino who died of pertussis.
Wow.
The Department of Public Health hasn't released information about the age or vaccination status of the baby, but they do say that it's an infant. So definitely still a concern with regards to fatality.
And it's just not anything you should fool around with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually had pertussis as an adult, and that was one of the worst experiences of my life. I can't even imagine having it in a, you know, much more fragile, tiny little body. So,
wow.
A lot of people are worried about the safety of vaccines, right? I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there or mixed information that people just say, well, I'm not going to vaccinate because I don't know what's safe, but it's easier just not to do anything. What would you say to someone who is thinking that?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that it's definitely important to acknowledge that every drug has side effects. Vaccines can potentially have side effects. But at the end of the day, when those recommendations are made by public health professionals, it's because they've looked very closely at the information, both with regards to safety and the effectiveness of the vaccine, and have found that in the case of vaccines in particular, the benefit that we can derive from them far, far outweighs any specific risk that we know of.
What are your thoughts on pregnant women getting the flu vaccine?
So that's the only other vaccine that's very specifically recommended for pregnant women, and is also important for a couple of reasons, different reasons than with the Tdap vaccine. So the flu vaccine is recommended for everybody over the age of 6 months, regardless of who they are, whether they're pregnant or not. But it's really important during pregnancy because our immune systems are a little bit suppressed when we're pregnant. So that puts us at increased risk, not only for infection, but also for complications like other respiratory infections that can happen just because your respiratory system is compromised because of flu. So sometimes we'll see patients with flu ending up in the hospital with pneumonia. So we know pregnant women in general just have an increased risk, not only for infection, but also complications and hospitalizations with influenza. So we recommend very specifically during pregnancy that pregnant women should get vaccinated.
Interesting. What's the timing on that? Like, what time of year or what month-ish should we be doing this?
So the flu vaccine you should get regardless of the timing in your pregnancy, as early as it's available for that season. So the timing of this podcast is actually really fortuitous because the flu vaccine just became available in most parts of the country just this past week. Ooh. So you should be able to go to your pharmacy, your OB, wherever you get your vaccines in your healthcare, and receive the flu shot as soon as you can.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I got mine, so I'm all set there, and I'm excited to get my Tdap. I know that I'm also going to make anyone who's hanging out with my baby, like anyone who's going to be holding my baby, especially in the early months, I'm going to make sure they have to have a flu shot and they have to have a Tdap within the last few years. I asked my doctor what he thought, and he said within the last 3 to 4 years would be the window. Do you agree with that? For the Tdap?
Yeah, I think that's definitely reasonable. Unfortunately, the pertussis vaccination that we have is not one that protects us lifelong. And in adults, we do think that it lasts somewhere between 3 and 5 years in terms of protecting adults and older kids.
I'm not sure how I'm going to verify this, like ask for immunization records before you cross the threshold, but I'm not fucking around during flu season and this pertussis season. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, usually the recommendation for Tdap for family members is those that are going to have prolonged contact. Because you're right, it is really difficult to ask any visitor to be vaccinated. I think with flu, it's a little bit more reasonable because that's just recommended for everybody in general. But for sure, fathers, other caregivers, grandparents who are going to be around a lot, any siblings who may be not up to date on their own vaccinations, this is a good opportunity for them as well.
Yeah, that's very smart. Mm-hmm. So Carrie, so to lighten the topic a little bit, let's talk a little bit about just regular pregnancy lady talk, which is something I found really interesting is that you and your husband announced your baby's name. I think you announced it at the same time as you announced you were pregnant on social media, right?
Yeah, we did. And it's funny because I find it interesting that you find it interesting because we didn't really think we didn't have like a in-depth conversation about like, should we keep it a secret or should we let people know? I think kind of my thinking was just if people were going to have an opinion about it, you know, they're going to have that same opinion after the baby's born. Maybe they just won't say anything. Mm-hmm. But we have not had any like, you know, negative reactions or anybody trying to get us to change our minds or anything like that. So,
well, that's nice.
I don't know. Maybe something will happen and I'll wish I had kept it secret, but so far so good.
Well, it's a very pretty name, and it's I can't see why anyone would object to that name. I don't know if you want to share it on the show. You don't have to, but I think it's very pretty, especially because Rose is, oh, sorry.
That's okay. I don't mind.
I was going to say Rose is my middle name, too, so I love it.
Yeah, so her name is going to be Ella Rose. And yeah, it's, I think it's a simple enough name that we didn't really anticipate anybody questioning it or anything like that. So yeah, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I and also, I think you and your husband are like pretty strong-willed individuals, not easily swayed by the opinions of others. Or at least that's my impression of you guys.
And yeah, I've known, pretty much. Yeah, I think if somebody told me they hated it, I would, you know, be like, well, it's not your baby's name, yeah. So.
See, I'm like
you name
way
your baby something different.
Yeah, I am way too influenced by other people's like opinions, so that's part of the reason I don't want to say anything, because if. Especially my family. Like, if my mom gave me, like, a weird sideways glance when I told her the name, I would be like, well, back to the drawing board, you know? And I just don't want to do that.
Oh, my God. Me too. Well, thank you so much, Carrie. It's been so fun talking to you about vaccinations and baby names. And we would love to invite you to join us for our next segment, which is our weekly BFPs and BFNs. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners, this episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Who wants to start? Laura, do you want to kick it off?
I'll kick it off so Carrie doesn't have to go first. So I have a BFP this week.
Cool.
It's maternity clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Which we all know are great. So the specific reason I say maternity clothes is because I had this revelation that maternity clothes are the only time that women's clothing are made for comfort above anything else. Like, women's fashion is all about looking good and looking as skinny as possible. And, like, comfort is never the number one thing, right?
Pajamas?
But that's not fashion. You're not going outside in the fashion.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Like, point taken.
It's not designed for comfort. Like, everything you wear outside is designed for something else, and maybe it's comfortable, but, like, that's not the first thing. Except for maternity clothes. It's all designed for comfort. And it's like, oh, is this what men get to, like, have all the time? It's like the first time in history women's clothes are comfortable. Anyway, so I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying the stretchy ruched shirts, the stretchy pants, wearing a lot of stretchy shorts. Picked up some Jessica Simpson actually has a lot of, like, pretty nice maternity clothes, which I'm a little embarrassed to admit that I like, but
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's got some shorts that are really cute. So yeah, that's my BFP for this week. Real simple. Yay. Maternity clothes, because dressing for comfort is the best thing. So that's my BFP for the week. Maternity clothes, dressing for comfort, always a good thing. Carrie, you want to go next?
Sure. So I have a BFN.
Give it to us.
And so the kind of the background on this is that I'm, like, extremely independent and I don't really like getting help with things, but I now have to ask for my husband's help to tie and put on certain pairs of shoes.
Didn't we talk about that last episode?
Yes, we were just talking about that last episode. We were wondering what happens, right?
Yeah.
We were like, what happens when you can't bend over enough to actually get your shoes on?
You just have to be really selective about which shoes. So, like, flip-flops are great. Anything that you can just slide on. But I particularly having trouble with, like, tennis shoes, anything that needs to be tied. And also, like, certain sandals that have, like, strappy things and buckles. So,
are you still running?
I am still running. More of a slow jog and probably going to be power walking pretty soon.
Well, yeah, so you have to have those running shoes then.
Yeah, I do have some though that don't need to be tied. They are that, like, stretchy Nike material that you can just slide on and off. So those I can still do by myself, but anything that needs to be laced up, gotten a little bit difficult on getting the right angle.
Have you found yourself in a situation where, like, your husband's not home and you're like, crap, I need to put shoes on?
I have not yet, but I have wondered, like, would I ask the coach at the gym to put them on for me? I don't know.
The neighbor you've never met. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, hopefully you're much closer to being able to reach your toes again than we
are.
Yeah,
that is the good news. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So, Shauna, I guess you're up.
All right, ladies. I've got a BFP.
Oh, good.
Stool softener.
Oh. Oh, man. So, fart noises. This is what we've come to.
I can't help it. Oh, my God. My 2.5-year-old daughter makes poop and fart jokes all the time. So it's in my atmosphere. But anyways, so yeah, constipation is a common symptom during pregnancy, especially second trimester. You know, you've got all that progesterone going. Sometimes I just don't eat enough roughage, and I like to pop a little Colace here and there, and
that's
keeps
your
things
brand?
Moving.
Colace?
I think that's, like, the main name. You know, I buy the generic knockoff stuff at CVS or Rite Aid or whatever. But
of course,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I assume it gives you the relief you're looking for.
Oh my God. Yeah, yep. So, you know, ladies, don't be afraid to reach for the stool softener if you need a little help. Not a laxative. I've read you don't want to do a laxative while you're pregnant, but stool softener.
Yeah,
I should confirm with Carrie.
True. Yeah. Stool softeners are great because they don't get absorbed into your body. They only work in your digestive tract, so they don't affect the baby.
Oh.
Whereas a laxative potentially could be absorbed and also can cause a lot of cramping. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You don't want you don't need any more cramping.
No extra cramping necessary, yeah.
No. I must say I haven't had to resort to that because I buy this pasta. It's called Bonza. Mm-hmm. It's garbanzo bean pasta. It's made from garbanzo bean flour. And I think it just does the trick naturally. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Excellent.
It's also really good.
I was going to say, that sounds kind of gross, but is it good?
It is. I really like it. I like it better than regular pasta in certain things, like with a pesto. It adds like extra nutty flavor to it. And the texture is actually really good. I just cook it like 1 minute less than what the box says, or like 2 minutes. You just have to be a little careful with that because I feel like they want you to cook it longer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's more expensive than regular pasta, but it's just like packed full of fiber and protein. I started using it when I was like eating more low carb before I was pregnant, and now I just like it. So
sweet.
It's sweet. And it does a dual purpose.
Yeah, you got like a double BFP for the week.
Yeah, I'll put a link to Bonza pasta in our show notes.
Sounds good.
And on that note, I think that's our show.
I think right? It is. Fun. Thank you again, Carrie.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. This was a good time.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Yeah, we would love to know where you are in your pregnancy, what your BFPs or BFNs are, or if you have any additional questions about vaccinations or anything else, any questions you have for us. We would love to hear from you. Laura, where can they find us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. And if you go to Facebook, you can also join our Facebook group, our community group. Just look for BFP Podcast and click on Join Group. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com, where you can find all our show notes and links to things we talked about in the show.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time. La la la.
I don't.
La,
I can't
la,
hear
la,
Carrie,
la.
So I'm guessing it's still muted. So,
yeah, okay. I think it's
okay.
Muted.
So we can just let me take a sip of water.
I want to too, but my water's so far away, and I don't want to bend over to get it.